may seem, with all the chaos in the world, there isn't much one can do to make a difference. Not so. You can never go wrong by making it your priority to have a concern for others. Plan to make a difference. Our unsung hero is Luis Muñoz Marin. He was born in Puerto Rico in the early part of the 20th century. And like many from Puerto Rico, he migrated to the United States in order to find opportunity in the New York City area. But Muñoz Marin made a choice in the 1930s that he was going to return to Puerto Rico. His career was in journalism. He was doing well in the United States, but he said, no, I am going back to Puerto Rico with a plan to make a difference. He was concerned about the unemployment on the island and the hurricanes that had ravaged certain areas. And he got involved in community service. And he excelled so much in what he was doing in order to make a difference that he was elected first to the Puerto Rican Senate in 1940 and became a political leader. And then he rose up from there. And he was such a leader that in 1945, he gave an address that was broadcast on CBS television. And I want to read an excerpt from his address in 1945. The Puerto Rican people, in fact, are more than just a politically mature people. I sincerely and proudly believe that in their hinterland of the world, they constitute the best rural school of democracy in America today. Muñoz Marin rose up from there, and through the work that he had done to make a difference for the people of Puerto Rico, in 1949, he was elected the first governor of Puerto Rico. And he's so distinguished that in even today, in the streets of New York City in East Harlem, there is a street named Luis Marin, Muñoz Marin, you know, after this man and all the accomplishments that he made. Now, this brings us to our moment of virtue for today. And I want you to remember these as the two C's: concern for others, committed hearts. Now, concern for others, I want to highlight. We talked about the story of Muñoz Marin, but I want to highlight this particular principle with a quote from Mother Teresa. She was a great community servant and served the poor for her entire career. And at one point, she said, I alone cannot change the world, but I can cast a stone across the waters to create many ripples. As you plan to make a difference and prioritize your concern for others, don't think you can change the world with the snap of your finger or a single act. No, it doesn't work that way. You have to do what you can do by simply putting the interests of others ahead of your own. And it's about a choice that you have to make. And this is your moment of virtue. You have to settle down and think about selfishness versus selflessness. And you have to make your choice for selflessness. You know, put your selfish interests to the side and prioritize the concern for others, then move forward with whatever little thing you can do to demonstrate that concern for others. And then committed hearts. Listen, you cannot plan to make a difference alone. You have to find others that share your commitment to make a difference and join with them. As a young attorney in Harlem, this was years ago, but I had a plan to make a difference, and that was to start a homeless shelter. It was called Hark Homes. And yes, I was able to touch some people who I was studying in a Bible study with, and others who were concerned about the community. And they joined with me, committed hearts coming together to establish an important work that did in fact make a difference in the community. Now, what about you? Those two C's, prioritizing your concern from others, coming together with committed hearts, that can really come together in a way to make your plan to make a difference a reality.